Oh, yeah, it's 7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know that it takes more than good grades to get into college. Money. Anyway, for all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation for Education, the Ad Council, and all the smarty pants here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, yeah, there you go. There's my good deed for the hour, or for the second hour of the show. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first, or this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Modern Folk Quartet do Nighttime Girl, originally released on the Dunhill label 1966, but I got off the compilation Nightwalker, the Jack Nietzsche Story, Volume 3. Came out on Ace in 2014. For that, you heard Francoise Hardy and Kiem. See, yeah, Kiem Vraiment, who really loves you. That's what it means. Off the Je Vous Aime LP, came out on Four Corners of the Earth, or Four Corners of the World, here in the States in 1966. It's part of the Cap label. Before that, some Christmas Cheer, Don't Believe in Christmas by the Sonics. Originally released on Etiquette in 1965, but I got the vinyl reissue. Came out in 1998 on Norton! And then we kicked off the set with a band from Australia. A track that was originally released there on the Enterprise label in 1966. The Marksman did Moonshine. I got off the compilation. It's a cave-in. Came out in 1998 on the Australian label Custom 65. Coming up in 56 minutes will be The Lounge, with Danny and Stephanie and a cast of thousands. Meanwhile, coming up in this hour will be the song, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
And how could he be dead? Boom, boom, boom.
Now there's Meanie, Miney, and more. Well, when Meanie heard of his brother Heaney, Meanie went hunting for more. Searched up high and low, and from nowhere,
I'll step more. Boom, boom, boom.
Meanie went at him with a blade. Down on the floor he lay. He had bumps on his head from the Bible lead.
And Mo had won again.
Now there's only money and more.
wanna be king.
And hit him like the other two before. The law came down and took us away and told us we were gonna stay. We're out of jail on $1,000 bail.
Now we're together again.
Hey, show me the baby back together again.
Dad, please show me no for Christ's sake.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
La 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 taking a ride, driving his reindeer through the sky. The sleigh trail winds along the Milky Way, pulling all at once across the night. Came a burning streak of light, Sputnik,
no!
Heading straight his way.
Oh!
All of the reindeer shook with fear. What'll we do, oh Santa dear? That Sputnik,
no!
Is bound to hit the sleigh. And then they heard a little voice so clear, coming through the stratosphere.
Santa, I will save your sleigh.
They saw this little purple guy. He had one long horn, one big eye, and he was rocking down that Milky Way. But then he grabbed that Sputnik by the tail, swung it around and let it sail. He said,
"You stay away from Santa's sleigh."
Then the reindeer took him by the hand, shouted, "Super Purple Man, won't you come and ride on Santa's sleigh?" There he sat by Santa's side. His little heart was full of pride. Said,
"I'll be Santa's helper Christmas Day."
As the sleigh goes through the night, hear his little voice so bright.
Precisely right, lively golden, crystally clear. The
Oh, yeah, it's 7:21. Yeah, it's 7:21 Eastern Time. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, I'm explaining away this first set of the second hour. We just heard Chuck Berry with the B-side to Nadine, an orangutan. Came out in 1964 on the Chess label. For that, Bobby Comstock from 1963 on the Lawn label did Let's Stomp. Sheb Woolley, a release from 1958 on MGM. Sheb Woolley did Santa Claus Meets the Purple People Eater. For that, the Caveman did It's Trash. Released on the Shell label, 1966. I got off the compilation. I'm a No Count. Came out in Teenage Shutdown in 1996. This week's song that everybody knows, the Dave Clark 5 and Bits and Pieces, 1964, an epic. And we kicked off the set with Eenie, Miney, and Moe. Track that came out in on the came out on the Music Note label in 1963. Anyway. Oh, there we go. Anyway. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Several of you are listening in on the internet. The feed has been cutting in and out. There's been some problems with the archive. They are working on it. It's like the little girl with the curl. When it's good, it's very good. And when it's bad. Anyway. Yes. Going on here, what you just heard, head on over to the Independent tonight where JonBenet Funky will be spinning from 10 to whenever. That's at the Independent in Union Square. Yeah. Oof. It's getting hot in here. And it's way cold out there. It'll feel good for about a minute and a half, and I'm going to be crying for my mummy. These are the Desperate Hours.
time to see the big show. Yeah. I don't want to go see the big show, Mama. I don't want to go see the big show.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Little girls are the nicest things that happen to people. They're born with a little bit of angel shine about them. And though it wears thin sometimes, there's always enough left to lasso your heart, even when they're sitting in the mud, or crying temperamental tears, or parading up the street in mother's best clothes. A little girl can be sweeter and badder oftener than anyone else in the world. She can jitter around and stomp and make funny noises that frazzle your nerves. And yet, just when you open your mouth, she stands there demure with that special look in her eyes. God borrows from many creatures to make a little girl. He uses the song of the birds. He uses the squeal of a pig, the stubbornness of a mule, the antics of a monkey, the spryness of a grasshopper, the curiosity of a cat, the speed of a gazelle, the slyness of a fox, the softness of a kitten. And to top it all off, he adds the mysterious mind of a woman. A little girl likes new shoes, party dresses, small animals, first grade, noisemakers, the girl next door, dolls, make-believe, dancing lessons, ice cream, kitchens, coloring books, makeup, cans of water, going visiting, tea parties, and one boy. She doesn't care so much for visitors, boys in general, large dogs, hand-me-downs, straight chairs, vegetables, snowsuits, or staying in the front yard. Why, she can muss up your home, your hair, and your dignity, spend your money, your time, and your temper. And then, just when your patience is ready to crack, her sunshine peeks through, and you've lost again. Yes, she's a nerve-wracking nuisance, just a noisy bundle of mischief. But when your dreams tumble down and the world is a mess, when it seems you're pretty much of a fool after all, she can make you a king when she climbs on your knee and whispers, "I love you best of all."
Hour past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, let me tell you what I just played. Heard a band called Patty's Groove. Track, it was actually a major label release, came out on Columbia in 1966, probably just as a promo. But the name of the track was called It Won't Last Too Long. I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage, Volume 3. Came out in the early 90s on Romulan. For that, The Intruders did Now That You Know. I got off the compilation Nobody to Love. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. It was originally released on the It label in 1966. Before that, Ira Cook from 1959. And What Is a Girl? The B-side to that is What Is a Boy? If you're good, maybe I'll play it. Actually, if you're bad, maybe I'll play it. Anyway, before that, What Can I Do? By the Mod 4. I got off the compilation, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. I came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. Yes, another Cheap Cheap compilation. And it was originally released on the Emerald label in 1968. Coming up in 22 minutes will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been my usual jovial self, but I've been battling hoarseness. But the show must go on. Oh, yeah, we'll have a show on Christmas Eve next week. Yeah, Christmas Eve, yes. On the Thursday, well, the 22nd. So all the shows, while Tufts is on break, Tufts University, that is, home of WMFO, educational radio here at Tufts. The Desperate Hours will soldier on. Yeah. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Beep, beep, beep. is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Suddenly, I opened my eyes and sat straight up in bed. I was back in my own room. It had all been a dream.
There's a cat coming by on Christmas Day. Gonna let all you teenagers have your way. Gonna stop old moms and pops from always saying you're wrong, and make them do the flop to a rock and roll song. Change all the laws to fit you and me, and fix it so all hit records, you get them for free. Now he knows all about the pleasures young folks seek. So from now on, there'll be only 3 school days a week. For the chicks, there'll be mink and perfume number 5, and a new book on how to give the boys a line of jive. There'll be dates with millionaires and movie stars that'll come a-calling for you in big fancy cars. Even give you a charge account so you can shop with zest, 'cause after all, your parents do want you to look your best. And for the boys, a new law, one that really should have been, that all your dates have their own ready spin. And when you take her home after a dance and she don't act right, $100 fine for not kissing you goodnight. And if you take her to a lover's lane, you can put her out of her own car if she complains. So when this cat in red comes a rockin' rollin' in with his new way out law, be sure to dig him, 'cause he's your teenage Santa Claus.
We'll be right back. of you, I think of you. I walk alone and see a lovely view and think of you.
Enough to me.
This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Smile. And now you've heard that I'll be gone a while. So you try to steal her kisses, but you find she really misses me. And you will see.
You will see.
I'll bet
that a million drums, I couldn't make her dance. I know a million drums, I couldn't make her dance. And a thousand violins couldn't make her hold your hand. And a million drums, I couldn't make her dance. Well, you could get 100 moons to shine. Million drums, I couldn't make her dance. I know a million drums, I couldn't make her dance. And a thousand violins couldn't make her hold your hand. And a million drums, I couldn't make her
This is Cesar Romero with the thought for today. Remember that your yesterdays are like canceled checks. Your tomorrows like promissory notes. But today is like cash.
Thank you.
Come on, come on.
I need a heavy, heavy shake.
Come on, come on.
I-
58 and they're playing that song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening right here on 91.5 FM WMFO, community radio, educational radio. It's whatever they're making us call it this week on the campus of Tufts University. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. You just heard Pat Harris and the Blackjacks, a track that was originally released in Pie in the UK in 1963, and Hippie Hippie Shake. I got off the compilation Scratch My Back. Before that, Jimmy Clanton on the Philips label in 1964 did A Million Drums. Before that, the Terranauticals did Black Friday. And off the compilation, 60s Rebellion Volume 9, originally released in the Vibrasound label, unknown date. Before that, Austin Cromer from 1958 did I Think of You. That was on Roulette Records. Before that, the Pastels did How Many Nights. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8 CD. And it was originally released on Century in 1965. Before that, Babs Gonzalez and did Teenage.